Now we're going to get more next on the arrest of a man who has been named as a senior figure in the Kinahan organised crime group. Sean McGovern was arrested in Dubai. He's wanted in connection with the murder of Noel Kerwin, who was shot dead at the height of the Hutch Kinahan feud. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is on the line. Paul, who is Sean McGovern?
Well, Sean McGovern is a 37-year-old career criminal from Drimna in Dublin. He was named in the Special Criminal Court earlier this year by Detective Superintendent Dave Gallagher of the Garda's Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau as one of the leaders of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group, which is involved in international drugs and firearms trafficking and money laundering. He's wanted here, as you said, in connection with the murder of Noel Kerwin, who was an innocent father of four and a grandfather who was shot dead 3 days before Christmas 2016. A European arrest warrant has been issued for Sean McGovern by the High Court to face charges of murder and directing the activities of a criminal gang. Now, McGovern was at the Regency Hotel in February 2016 with Daniel Kinahan and other senior Kinahan gang members when his friend David Byrne was shot dead. Now, that murder escalated to the Hutch Kinahan feud, which has so far cost 18 lives. McGovern was also shot that day and injured during the attack, but he refused to cooperate with the Garda investigation. But subsequently, the Garda put the Kinahan gang under so much pressure because of the feud murders and because of the murder at the Regency that the leaders here left the country. McGovern was targeted by the Criminal Assets Bureau. His assets, including his house in Crumlin, were seized. He relocated alongside Christy Senior, Daniel and Christopher Kinahan to Dubai, where he's now in custody. He was seen as so important to the gang that he was invited by the leadership to join them in Dubai, and few gang figures were bestowed with that dubious honour. Now, he's one of seven senior figures in the Kinahan organised crime group named and sanctioned by the US authorities, and they describe him as Daniel Kinahan's advisor and closest confidant, who manages his communications and sells multi-kilogram quantities of cocaine. And they say that the evidence indicates that all dealings with Daniel Kinahan go through Sean McGovern. So he's a very senior figure in the Kinahan gang.
Paul, it's only 24 hours since we were last talking about the Kinahan crime group. Can you give us an overview of that investigation into them?
Well, this is another major blow. As we know, there are two senior figures in custody awaiting sentencing in the UK. There's over 80 members at lower level in prison or who have been convicted of various crimes up to and including murder in this jurisdiction, most of them convicted at the Special Criminal Court. But McGovern's arrest today in the middle of the night is the culmination of the Garda's investigations, international police cooperation and diplomatic contacts at the highest levels of government. It's also a tribute to the work done by the late Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll, because he realised that to tackle transnational organised crime, international law enforcement had to work together, and he set about building positive and profitable relationships between the Gardaí and agencies in Europe, Australia, the Middle East and the US. And it was a real coup to get the gang leaders sanctioned by the US Treasury. And since then, the Garda Commissioner has been to Dubai, police from the UAE have come to Ireland, a Garda liaison officer has been stationed in Abu Dhabi. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has been intensively engaging with the Emirati Minister for Justice about ongoing cooperation in criminal matters, and the Department of Foreign Affairs has also been involved. Now, Sean McGovern is the first of the gang leaders to be arrested in Dubai, which will worry Daniel, Christy Senior and Christopher Junior. Legal proceedings will now commence in the United Arab Emirates with the aim of bringing him back to Ireland to face trial before the Special Criminal Court.
Paul, thanks indeed. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds there.